Welcome back to another episode of the Back Road Motherfucking Chronicles. It is your main man, B Smooth, solo once again. This time I am at work. Bunch of bullshit. Today was a bunch of bullshit. Hate this shit. We had three people in my alley for most of the day. So many fuck ups I had to get right. Nigga came and asked me what's going on. Somebody want to motherfucking work and bust their ass, or I'll bust my ass. Apparently we had like 1,600 cows today. Well, just not cow, but pure fucking beef, bulls and all. And that's where I hit the gate to reach 1,000 times. I don't understand this shit, crazy. Nigga that's supposed to be helping me right now, this nigga ain't showed up the past 3 weeks. So shit, they fired his ass. Fuck it. They low-key tried to tell me I'm not working late overnight. I'm like, you fucked up. You know all my goddamn money. It's like 40 fucking degrees out here. Cold. These niggas drinking. No lighter. Cigarettes, half a blunt, and no lighter. It's hectic out here. Crazy, I think I'm the hardest working motherfucker out here. Well, not really, bro. Per se. But shit. Don't nobody touch smoke gates than me. I think they can hear me. But who the fuck cares? Ain't nobody really show up today. It was some bullshit. And I didn't like it. But these motherfuckers. It's crazy because my sister said the nigga be working like a motherfucker. But don't want to work out here. Tricky. Shit, we have to move that nigga 3 different times today. Nigga went from the middle, controlling like 4 gates. Moved the nigga to the back. Still fucking up. And they weren't even calling shit back then. Then we put that nigga in a hole. I guess it's where we gotta put the nigga every goddamn Monday in the motherfucking hole because I think that's the best spot for him. gonna be a long ass night. I think we got like 3 trucks left. 4 maybe. I don't know if I gotta go see. But today was a rough ass day. That's not right. This motherfucker said I only got 76 hours. Hate this battle, bitch. Shit, they got you. Conditions needed. Drug offender education. What the fuck is drug offender education? Do drugs? What the fuck? I gotta find a lighter somewhere. I need to smoke a cigarette. This vape is not doing how it should. Hey, I don't know if anybody watched the games on Saturday, but shit. Roll Tide, motherfuckers. That was an amazing bullshit ass football game. We just scored to the last 3 minutes of the fucking quarter. 5 minutes. I thought we was gonna lose, no lie. I was big mad. Then little mama was talking shit the whole fucking game. I wanted to slap that nigga in the fucking face. Bitch, don't play with me and my motherfucking Crimson Tide. That's all I got to say. I wish I could hear the music because I got it in my headphones. Got in the middle of the night. Yeah, babe. It is on flight. Leave me with life, oh baby. Everything can do so crazy. Everything is so crazy. Thank you what you need. I'm a freak, oh baby. I like someone, y'all. That's crazy. I ain't like no one since Monique. Her name is Tiffany. Oh, she's from Lakeview. White girl. I stayed with her last night, which was crazy because I did not try to fuck. And shit, I hit every bitch. Well, not every. Let me stop. The last 3 bitches I done hit, I done hit the first night. Yeah, really like her. She's cool. Got her own shit. Did my fucking Anna stay with her? The only part of that is everybody pop up and shit. And last night I went up there. Chill. She smoked more than I. Not really, but she got she cool, she white, but she hood. And I like that shit. Boss ready to loading up, getting ready to leave. Huh? If I had a way, I would have went. If I had a way, I would have went. I'll leave though. Bullshit tonight, fellas. Oh shit. God damn, bitch, start. There we go. Bitch, it's cold, that's all. Thank you. Oh! Fuck, it's cold. Boss man?
You'd be 234.
Motherfuckers is black.
Man! My guy
stepped on me. Did I scare you or what?
Hell no, you surprised me with the fucking lightning.
Oh, I
smoked smoke.
What is that?
Oh, a headphone.
Huh?
A headphone. The hell you thought it was?
I didn't know. You never know these days.
I know, right?
Y'all smoking here? Yes, you do.
Shit, it's cold outside.
I'm John.
Bobby.
They call me the... And not work.
I know, because the other nigga ain't showed up in 3 weeks.
Anybody know where he's at? Nobody heard?
He'll text me. Through really? The week. Yeah, he texted me, told me happy Thanksgiving, this and that. We talked on Saturday. Asked him, was he coming to work? No message after that. I was like, what the fuck?
Phil and them are great people. I graduated with Phil.
They all cool. Shit.
I've been doing this for me and Phil both. I'm going on year 28.
Damn.
I've been loading these motherfuckers for 28 years. When I started, I was there 1 week. And then the next week, they said, can you stay and help them load treasures? It's easy. Yeah, I got fucked up. They said, well, there's nothing to it. All right. Well, yes, I guess.
It really is. Huh?
I mean, it sucks. Like, because when I leave here in the morning, I got to go straight back. I got to go to Caldwell and go to work.
Damn.
Is that all that's left?
That.
All the papers down there.
Yeah, that. Right.
You don't want to know who owned me?
You did?
When I used to work here. See, I used to load out here back before building had it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker didn't want to pay me with all the work. So I put
you talking about Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But she is a fucking cheapskate.
And the motherfucker's still up here.
Exactly.
Was he back here with y'all today or what?
No, he was in there where they be... He controls the last door when they come out the after they sold, he the one that bring them out, I think.
I know this son of a bitch goes faster now.
Yeah.
Y'all had 1500 and I drove up. They didn't tell me to get here till between 7 and 8. And yeah. I got here about 7:05 and motherfucker was just wrapping up.
Yeah.
That's rolling. If you can average 200 with cap, like overall average, 200 an hour, you're getting along good.
Shit.
Did y'all run any groups?
Huh?
Did y'all run any groups of cattle or just one by one?
Like 3 or 4 groups. But they usually do one by one. And it sucks because I'm in the 200 damn near all day. And motherfuckers don't like to work down there.
Down there, 2 people do all the cold work.
Yeah, I'm one of the 2 people.
It's fucking crazy. You see, that's the way it used to be. Even whenever I was working over here.
They wouldn't have that many people in the valley.
Oh, they'd have plenty where everybody shouldn't, get tired out. But then you had, like you said, 2 or 3 people doing all the fucking work. And then the people that don't do it, where are they? When the sale's over. They go check a few pins and they're seeing them.
Yep. Shit, they said we ain't gonna do that no more. Y'all tripping.
What?
When Phil and them got it, it was like we ain't gotta check pins. So everybody just left. Like the first week I was like, what the hell they do? Why are they
liking them checking? Mike and them's a good crew.
Yeah.
The guys from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I worked with them on Wednesday. I've been working with Mike for years.
Ages. Sheesh.
But I tell you what, they run a lot more cattle than they used to.
Yeah, because it used to take us till 5 o'clock to run 500 head.
I'm saying like numbers.
Yeah. It's crazy. Three times as more as when Larry and them had it, and we getting done damn near faster. Or at the, around the same time. Today, I think, was the longest we ever went. And it was a good day.
When do you get here? When sales starts?
Yeah. Well, I get here earlier, but today I was late. I had probation. So I went to go see probation. Then my black ass should have went home. Because I got court tomorrow, but I don't really give a fuck.
Is it for some little shit or what?
Yeah. I'm about to get off probation in 4 months. So this year, I've been going like every 2 months to make sure I'm doing all my shit.
But you just got to go in front of the judge and they tell him you're doing all your shit?
Yeah, and then I leave.
At least you ain't like me going in front of that motherfucker fighting for your daughter.
That child support
sucks.
Hell yeah. I ain't got no kids, though.
And they...
I want one.
They gonna be... Don't rush.
Everybody say that. Shit. I'm finna be 32 next week. It's time for a kid. I ain't trying to be 40. Huh?
It will change you, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'll tell you, from experience, make sure you're with the woman that you know.
Oh, I already know.
That ain't going to leave your ass. I had to spend $10,000 this last time I went to court just to keep my daughter from going to New York.
Huh?
For attorney fee, but it was well worth every bit of it. You know why? They kept that bitch on the fucking witness stand for 4.5 fucking hours, dude.
For what? Damn, 4 hours?
They had her, my attorney had her, going like that. The judge was like, well, we need a yes or no answer, ma'am. We had Judge Corbin.
Damn.
Then it was my turn. I went very last. I only had to be up there 45 minutes. But we had some surefire good witness. This next time we go, it's not going to be so nice.
How old's your daughter?
She's going to be 12 next month. Yeah. She's special needs. In a wheelchair, her brain hemorrhage. She was born 30 weeks gestation. So, like taking care of a normal 10, 11, 12 year old, you know, they can bathe themselves.
It's difficult. One that's in a wheelchair. Can't.
Part of this going to New York, she tried to put. I touched my daughter in the mix to try to get them. She took a 50-50 chance and took my daughter to the police station because my daughter said I touched her, what she said. And my daughter said, all right, so we got the chief of police that did all that. Come court.
Hey.
They're fucking bitches, man.
Sometimes you try to cheat this. They say, let's see.
What if my daughter would have said yes? Okay? Knowing my daughter is not in her right mind. Okay?
Yeah.
But she would have said yes. That would have ruined my fucking life. they'd have thrown me in the big house and over there again. There's a lot of innocent people in there.
Yep.
Guess what? I would have been one of them too.
On some dumb shit.
Just because she didn't get her fucking little way. This all went down. She was trying to build it on me, like, before we went to court and all this. I got a phone call. I was in Caldwell working. Hey, I just let you know CPS is going to call you tomorrow.
Like, huh?
Got back from Lexington PD. Isabella said you touched her. What? Because I always, like, when we take a bath, I tell her, wash your downstairs. You take care of that.
Yep.
When you dry off, dry your downstairs. Shit like that. So the CPS lady called me the next day. She didn't know what was going on. But she was trying to move to take my daughter and move to New York.
So what's in New York?
Her family. So the judge looked her in the eyes and said, you have all that family up there, your dad's down here. Her mom passed away when she was like 15. She made that choice to move down here.
Yeah.
Her dad's beat shit too. Well, then she ordered, she gave five counties they could move to because they were wanting to move. She moved to New Braunfels. That wasn't one of the counties. Yeah, it got pretty ugly.
Good for you.
My attorney went in there. She said, you know, go sit in this little room or whatever. So I went in there. She come out and she said, well, I got some good news. And I said, well, what's that? She said, your daughter's not going nowhere. I said, all right. I said, well, it's a bitch. Well, I paid $17,000 to do. She goes, did you know that she moved out of county, like she moved to a place that wasn't in the agreement to move to. I said, yeah. And I really wasn't in the right place yet to take care of myself, like have control of my daughter.
Yeah.
But my daughter takes a lot of going to doctors and, you know, shit like that. And I didn't have the right people at the time. Behind me as a team, you know?
Yeah.
My bosses and shit. So, but now I got it, you know, Phil and Jeff are real good, Todd's real good. My other bosses are real good. So, yeah. Next time I'm not going to be so easy. This motherfucker. I'm surprised nobody fell through this.
For real.
When I quit loading out here, guess who started loading out?
Shady. Shady seems like cool people.
He's cool, but man, I've heard horror stories. Like, word gets out to these drivers. Like, I hear everything that goes on. They've been telling me for a while. Man, I wish he'd come to get him. I'm like, well, I told him that I need to get him. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to duck out of here about 7:16 in the morning. I got to cut across to go to Caldwell. Supposed to be there by 8. What I'm trying to do is be able to work like all day on Monday and night.
Yeah.
And then take off on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I kind of need Monday, Tuesday to help pay for child support. All my child support.
What's in Caldwell? You know, Charles A?
Yep. Was he here today?
Yeah. Oh, I got him on Snapchat when we first started working, when I first started working here. He was posting other samples. I'm like, hey, man, shit, if you come through town, pick me up. I need some gas, man.
Yeah, he
good. He go to damn near, he go to a sample every day.
Yeah, he goes here, and then he goes to Hallettsville, and then he goes to Caldwell. Lockhart on Thursday. Cameron on Friday. I put all my work in. See, I used to be off on Mondays. It was pretty nice, actually. But now that I know how I need to do it, I'll be able to, okay, Monday afternoon when I need to go take a nap. You know, shit like that. I finally got it drilled in their head to Caldwell, hey, I stay the night for y'all Wednesday, so on Tuesday, instead of staying until 10, let me go home, like, 8 o'clock, because y'all need to think about, I need to go home, y'all expect me here the next morning early. I need to go home and get me some fucking sleep. Yeah, I'm going to stay up all night for y'all, perform for y'all. I need to go home and get some sleep. Because I'm one of the first ones there on Wednesday morning.
Sleep, food, shower.
There ain't nothing better feeling than a fucking shower. Especially after in the morning, that wakes me up.
Yeah.
Sure.
These motherfuckers that got drunk up here, they do this shit every week.
But I like it whenever they stay here.
Shit, Phil, he was like,
you gonna come out here
again? Yeah, he was like, I'm tired of staying out every night. I'm like, man, the time that old boy ain't come, he was like, if you need some, come get me. I ain't need nothing. He would stay. He'd stay the whole night. I don't know why. And he's in his office. I don't know why. Yeah. But like after the choice, we just them three doubles you just loaded, and Pete, ain't nothing else really going on.
I'm
gonna tell
you this. Go over there and change. I don't have my kiddo to stay between me. I don't have my kiddo
because
I, you know how worried you get that. What do you want?
It don't matter.
When I don't have my child, I stay over there and load out. All right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you. The last
one
I loaded out, we had 2,600.
Damn.
But first week I worked there, I called Kenny and I was like, hey, do I need some help? He said, no, I think you got it. I'll call you if I need you. About 3 minutes went by and that motherfucker called. Hey, can you be here tomorrow? Yeah. What time you need me there? About 12? No. No, I need you there early. All right. Yeah. I said, how many are we going to have? I said, man, I don't know. I said, we'll have 3,000. All right. We had 3,000. Stayed at that motherfucker. About 6 in the morning, I went in there. Kenny was in, the boss man was in the little shack. Put my paper down. I said, well, I guess I'll see you next week. He said, no, no. He said, I know what you can do. There's a treasure. I know what you can do. He said, can you go out there and help the load trailer? Yeah, left that motherfucker about 10. next week, we had plus 35. This week, I get my daughter again, so when that happens, I leave at sale time. I got to go all the way down there to San Marcos to get my kid. Damn. That's a big choice, isn't that, Cap? You'd be surprised.
Nope, Capital won't be here until 7 o'clock in the morning.
You'd be surprised at how many of these people are now. It sounds like Capital. Looks like it.
You'd be surprised how many of these motherfuckers I figured on drugs. Hey.
Nah. You put that shit up. That's big, man. Don't worry, we're safe. No, I'm all safe.
Yep.
This one here, when you bring it, we're going to split them. And then these here will be sunk in. We'll put them straight on.
The first ones I bring up, I'm going to bring all 27. They're going to go on the truck 14 and 13.
Figure out how I want